once again ready to hear from Pat and find out what he has to say when it comes to his weekly segment, Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications. Pat is so dedicated, even in his off time. Remember last week, he did make a prediction for the Central and Western Michigan game, which was played last night. Pat had to stay up late and work into early the morning because he couldn't complete this week's PPPP until the completion of the CMU Western Michigan game last night. How's that for dedication?
Oh.
Yeah, so even on his day off, Pat, working hard. Let's find out here on the WSJW Morning Team Show.
It's now time for the most exciting and fulfilling 2 planets in news talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSJW. If you recall, and how could you not, I posted yet another perfect record in the previous week. Did I make it 2 weeks of excellence? Let's go to the tape. Give me CMU over Western Michigan 34-31. Go, fire up, Chips. If not this game, then when will the Lions win a game this season? Give me the Lions over the Eagles 28-27.
Ball comes loose, and it will be taken in for a touchdown back in Detroit by Darius Slay.
Give me MSU over Michigan 27-22.
Intercepted. Game's over. Brantley intercepts it, intended for Schoonmaker. Spartans will lead in Spartan Stadium with a victory over Michigan.
Oh, man, I bought into the hype again, and I broke my own rule. Never, ever trust the Lions. I made perhaps the worst pick in the history of this grand segment, choosing the Lions to win a game, but instead watching the Lions actually self-immolate in front of their home fans. I mean, the last time I saw a prediction turn out as disastrously wrong as that one was...
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
Then Clubber would go on to get knocked out in the third round. It wasn't a complete knockout for me. I correctly called the MSU-Michigan contest. Mel Tucker has found himself a gem in Kenneth Walker III, who, hold on. Oh yeah, just scored once again against Michigan. Walker's performance has put him in the lead for the Heisman Trophy race this season. Meanwhile, Jim Harbaugh's record falls to 3-4 against MSU, and that's gotta sting Michigan fans. Can the Wolverines bounce back on Saturday? More on that in a second. Oh yeah, and Central Michigan takes down rival Western Michigan for the first time in 3 years. Fire up! So my overall record improves to 25-6 after going 2-1 last week. That's right, I suffered a loss last week. Hey, even the Harlem Globetrotters lost. Even Perry Mason lost a case. Even Madlock lost a case once in a while. So it can happen, but it won't happen this week. Here are my picks. The Michigan State Spartans are ranked 3rd in the first college football playoff rankings of the year. Will they suffer a letdown after beating rival Michigan when they visit Purdue at 3:30 this Saturday? Maybe a little, but the Spartans will find a way to get the job done and improve to 9-0. Give me MSU over Purdue 33-24. The 7th-ranked Michigan Wolverines in the CFP hosts the Indiana Hoosiers on Saturday night at 6:30 on 790 News Radio WSGW. The Wolverines must lick their wounds and get back to business, and they will do just that. I'm sorry, Indiana. This isn't personal. Give me Michigan over Indiana 35-14. And in the NFL this week, no Lions, so I've actually got to try a little bit here this week. Let's go with the NFC West showdown between the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Kickoff is 4:25. The Cardinals suffered their first loss of the season last Sunday. Now, make that 2 straight losses as the 49ers running game allows them to squeak out a close victory. Give me the 49ers over the Cardinals 27-24. So I've got MSU over Purdue, Michigan over Indiana, and the 49ers over the Cardinals this week. And that is this edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Well, what do you think? You think he's on the right track?
Yeah, I think that was pretty good prediction week.
Yeah, not bad.
Shame on him for picking the Lions. Shame on him!
Which, according to Pat, he's already on record, he's not going to do for the rest of the year. Last week was the game that we thought that might have been the chance.
Probably the only one they have a chance to win this year.
0-17. Remember, that's part of our poll, by the way, this week. We're having a little fun with the poll, wondering what you think. Would the Lions win a game this season or not? You can vote at WSW.com. Scroll down the homepage and find the poll box and vote that way.